You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Joy Lyon, Executive Director of AEYC Southeast Alaska. That's the Association for the Education of Young Children. Welcome back, Joy.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yeah, well, most of our listeners know, since you come on the show pretty regularly, that AEYC promotes high-quality early learning for ages birth through eight, more or less. There's a lot of programs that you guys provide, a lot of services. You're a great resource for the community. But you're here today to talk about your Early Learning Symposium coming up later on this month. And the theme is Hands-On, Minds-On, Arts in Early Education. So,
yeah,
tell
we
us
are
all about it.
So excited about this event because it brings together once a year early childhood educators from all over Southeast and around the state as well. So we have about 200 people coming in that are signed up, and they're coming from every Southeast community, I believe, except CAKE. I didn't see anyone from CAKE, so we're going to have to reach out to them. But every community from Yakutat, Ketchikan, Prince of Wales Island, Angoon, and well, you know our Southeast communities. And it's such a highlight to get everyone together. It's like, it's very exciting, good energy. There's a lot of playful spirit in the early childhood world. So it's going to have a guest speaker, Walter Drew. He's got a master's in education, and he's coming up from Florida. So
Wow. This
is going to be a surprise weather for him. And
yeah, most people do the opposite. They go somewhere warm.
Yeah, but he's going to do his keynote on the hands, hearts, and mind. And he has us out gathering beach rocks and deer moss and driftwood and shells. And we've been beach combing for his keynote. It's going to be really interactive around nature materials. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to that myself.
He's the founder and executive director of the Institute for Self-Active Education. So what is self-active education? Is it that sort of stuff? Is it like tactile stimulation and working with your hands?
We thought he would make a great transition from last year. Our conference was around resilience, and we co-sponsored it with the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. And he has, you know, using arts as a way of kind of healing and really being reflective and working with children to build resilience through art. So we thought that was a really nice segue. And he's very hands-on, too. So all of the workshops are really hands-on, experiential. So it's not a lot of lecture base. It's really all about hands-on. And I think because last year it was a really good conference, but kind of heavy. So at the end of the conference, we asked people what theme do they want for next year. And so that's the message we got really loud and clear. We wanted to be about nature, about hands-on, about the arts. So we have music and creative arts and dramatic arts. So we have Roblin Davis doing something on animal senses. And we have Brett Dillingham doing oral language development through storytelling. We've got Donnie Burris doing school age arts. On and on. We've just got wonderful presenters lined up.
That's great. It actually sounds like a lot of fun. Is there still time for folks who haven't registered yet to get signed up?
There is. You can go to the AEYC website, and if you just search AEYC Symposium, you'll find it. And the registration is online there. And I would say just it's open to anyone that works with young children, so or parents as well. So a lot of parents are looking for new ideas to really, you know, fuel their creative spirit of their children, and everyone is welcome.
The symposium is the 21st through the 23rd, and there's a lot of structured activities on the Friday and Saturday. And but Thursday, there's a pre-symposium seminar that I wanted to ask about, the art of advocacy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Sherry Paul is heading that up, and that is bringing together advocates from across the state, and it's really going to dive into, like, how do you effectively get your message across, and who's the, you know, who and when and how to you know, be a change agent in the world. So it's really focused around early childhood advocacy for children and education. And again, if any early educator is welcome, and any education There'll be a lot of advocacy needed this year. So it's very timely because we know that education is in general on the chopping block from birth to university. And so this is an opportunity, very timely, that we really get skills built and really on powerful messaging that will be effective.
You've been doing what you do for a while. And in your experience, does strong advocacy usually work? Does it kind of help bring some of those dollars that are spread so thin more in your direction?
Yeah, a story I like to share is that I was watching Gavel to Gavel once, and it was after the testimony and the, I think, Senator House Finance. And I think that the legislators thought that the cameras were off, and I heard them talking after the testimony, and they said, oh, we didn't hear from such and such group this year, so they must be doing okay.
Mm.
Oh, I thought, oh, if we don't let them know about, how the impacts of budget cuts are in rolled out and what the effects are, then they can't make the best decisions. So it is really important to speak up, to share stories, and be an advocate. So this advocacy workshop in all of the events are at Centennial Hall, by the way, and starting with next Thursday with the advocacy session. And you can also pre-register for that. We're welcoming additional folks for that too.
Yeah, that looks like a pretty good opportunity if you don't want to do the whole seminar.
Mm-hmm. And then there'll be a track, an advocacy track, all day on Friday, ending with going up to the Capitol and having visits with legislators. So folks are flying in. It's kind of the early childhood fly-in as well. So Fairbanks and Anchorage legislators will be getting their visitors, and all of our Southeast folks are going to be meeting with their legislators.
I'm looking at the brochure here, and it has training hours totaled up at the end of each day on Friday and Saturday. What do those training hours go towards? You get credit, education credit?
Right. There's a university credit offered, so you can get one UAF early childhood credit. And also, people work on credits for a number of things, professional development-wise. They can earn a child development credential that's nationwide. And if folks are working in licensed programs through the state of Alaska, then that, there's a minimum of 24 hours of training required each year, so it accounts for that too.
And then the other thing I want to mention about the Early Learning Symposium is there's a film that's going to be shown on Friday night, and that's open to everyone, right? That's open to the public?
That's right, and that is free. So come one, come all. And I saw a preview of this film, and it is really exciting. It's really a high-impact film about early childhood education. And one thing that struck me is there's a teacher that highlights a particular preschool teacher. Rachel is her name. And through watching her, you really see, this is an opportunity, really see what a preschool teacher does and the impact that she has on the children in her classroom. And it is beautiful. You just leave there wanting to go to her class, wanting to have your children and grandchildren go to her. And so I really feel like it gives such a powerful picture of what we're talking about with talking about high quality early childhood education. So I encourage everyone to come. It's free at Centennial Hall. It's Friday night, next Friday night, from 7 till 8:30.
And the film is called No Small Matter.
Yes.
All right. So the Early Learning Symposium begins next Thursday, 21st.
That's right.
And goes through the 23rd. Again, the movie is on Friday. What are you hoping will come out of this symposium? What sort of tools or strategies have past participants come away with?
Well, we really want to nurture everyone working with young children, to fill their spirits with their own inner creativity and passion for learning, and so that they can go back and kindle the spirits of the children they work with. And so that's our real goal, is that this is an opportunity for everyone to come together and really share the best ideas. And then really, people tell us that afterwards they maybe were thinking about quitting and getting a different job, but they came to the conference and they were so excited about the impact that they have every day with those young children that they just left feeling energized and full of ideas that they just couldn't wait to do with their children. So that's what we want, is for them to experience just the fun and creativity of nurturing our inner child, so to speak.
That sounds like a great chance to connect and refresh, as you said.
Yes.
Great. Well, where can we find out more information or register if we still need to register?
Just go to the AEYC-SEA.org website, and it's all there. It's easy to register, and we'd love to see you there.
Great, Joy. Well, thanks so much for being here today and talking to us all about it and getting everyone excited about the symposium. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, you don't need to register for the film on Friday night. Just come.
So okay, great.
Easy.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great resource. Thanks again for being here today, Joy.
Thanks, Shelley.